You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and Friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Thank you, Greg.
Talking Travel, broadcasting to the world from Florida Suncoast on WTMY in Sarasota and TTRN.com. My guests today are Pierre Wolf, Karen Neff, Suzanne Wright, and Bill Wolf. My guest, who had just finished this show, Next Trip Radio, and is kind enough to join us from the Wolf Den in Colorado, is Pierre Wolf, and he is the host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, and also the World a la Carte. Thank you for joining us, Pierre.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Roy Lowy, and God thank us for meeting in the land of Jordan.
The land of Jordan it was. Pierre, tell us, let's chat about this Next Trip Radio, if you will. First of all, I understand that you're on 5 days a week, and then I guess it streams 24/7, doesn't it?
It is correct. Next Trip Radio was created by a gentleman who invested quite a bit of money to have a live internet radio broadcast with a number of different hosts, of which I am one of them. My segment is heard usually from 11 to 1 Eastern Time or 9 to 10 in the mountain region and obviously 8 to 9 in the Pacific. It deals, in my particular case, with travel, food, and wine. The program is called Flavors of the World.
I see.
The subject.
And how would our listeners in this area, for example, get to the station?
It is a brand new program, just about 2 weeks old, and they still might be working on the website. I'll give it anyway, and that's how you can hear it. NextTripRadio.com. And there are two T's in there, next with one T and trip with the other. One word, NextTripRadio.com.
Right, so they just go to NextTrip, www.NextTripRadio.com, and then they can...
Click on a symbol that shows a telephone and microphone, and it says listen live, and there it is.
Oh, sounds wonderful. As you say, there are a number of guests and obviously a large variety of subject matter and content, and it's all travel-related. Is this correct?
In most instances, with me, I was given the privilege of also talking food, which is my career. Of course, as you well know, I own 4 award-winning restaurants here in Denver, Colorado, and therefore I was to include food in the subject and also wine. But travel and food, as you well know, Roy Lowy, are combined.
Well, it's pretty hard to travel and not eat, and
a lot of people.
There's sometimes I've heard you talk about Alsace many a time, and that's part of my family came from that area. I'd like to travel there just to do that, to try the wines and to experiment with food, because it is on the border of France and Germany, so you've got a great mix there.
You're absolutely correct, and per capita, and that's important to know, per capita, there are more Michelin-starred restaurants in Alsace than any other part of France. And I cannot explain that phenomena, but you eat rather well. You certainly drink some of the wonderful Pinot Gris, Gewürztraminer, Rieslings, and so forth in that region. And Germans today come over the Rhine River and visit on weekends to enjoy the fabulous foie gras, and that's the goose liver pâtés, and marvelous Alsatian food, and their wines.
What part of the country did you grow up here?
I was born in Berlin, Germany, because my father worked there, and as a baby, he moved me to an area just a little bit west of the city of Kolmar. basically grew up in Alsace, and it's also known to Americans as Alsace-Lorraine, two provinces of France on the eastern region of France, right on the Rhine River, across from Germany, that went back and forth a couple or three times, each and every time returned to France. Today, it is very, very French, even though last names might be Müller, Koenig, Richter, but the first names, like in my case, they're Pierre, Jean-Pierre, François, and so forth.
Well, you know, that's interesting. We met in Jordan, but you know, Pierre, we may be related. My first name is actually Leroy.
And you know, by size, we certainly could be related.
Well, maybe we've got to make it a point to maybe visit that place together one time. That would be a great media trip to do.
You know, I took about 8 years ago my very best friends from Denver who had never been in that region, and they still claim today that that was absolutely fabulous. We visited wineries which I had prearranged, tastings. We ate at some of the marvelous bistros and also upscale restaurants. We went over to Germany, which is not very far away, namely the Black Forest region, bought cuckoo clocks, which are driving me nuts. Whenever my wife turns them on, I turn them off because it cuckoos ever so often. But it was an absolutely wonderful trip to that part of the world, which is eastern France and western Germany, right on the Rhine River.
Yeah, I so much want to explore that area. Now, you know, you've done a lot of cruises. You've done a lot of this river cruise, which you've just done one recently because I heard you talk about it on your show. But I understand that you're going to do a rather interesting cruise that's coming up fairly soon out of San Diego area.
Yes, but before you leave the river cruise, my wife Jean and I are actually going to Amsterdam on the 27th of this month, if you're listening, September 27th, we'll be flying to Amsterdam and joining the Tapestry, that's the name of the ship belonging to Avalon Cruises, and we'll go down the Rhine River to the Moselle River, tasting German and French wines, also visiting the capital of Alsace that we just mentioned, namely Strasbourg or Strasbourg, ending up in Basel and returning from Zurich back to the United States. In December, however, my wife and I are taking a different direction. We're flying to San Diego, and we'll be boarding the Holland America Rheindam, going down, as we say, the Mexican Riviera, to some of the ports that I have not visited, but the ports are less important than the ambiance and the amenities of the cruise ship.
But, you know, that's interesting you should say that, because some people say, you know, Roy, you've gone on to cruises. You've already been through all those places in the Caribbean. And I said, you know, sometimes I don't leave the ship because I enjoy so much that's happening on the ship.
Exactly.
You know, maybe I'll go off and have, you know, a little pub, depending on where it is, and have a conch chowder in Nassau or something. But basically, it's to get away, enjoy the water, enjoy the people that you meet on these ships.
You know, you could go ashore, and particularly in Mexico, you would find the same vendors that you found in Mazatlan and Acapulco. They follow the ship, you know, and the same vendors will sort of plague you and approach you and bother you. But there are things to do for those who have never visited Mexico. Obviously, that would be interesting. Many of us will prefer to remain aboard the ship, relax with a good book next to the swimming pool, have a glass of wine, have a little bit conversation with other cruise mates, and enjoy the relaxation and amenities, whether you gamble or whether you go and see a beautiful show. There's always something going on cruise ships.
That sounds wonderful. We must be related, Pierre, definitely.
We enjoy the same thing,
Cowboy. We sure do. Now, tell me about this cruise out of San Diego. It sounds quite interesting.
It goes to Topolobampo and La Paz, Mazatlan, and ends up, there are a number of other ports in between. It is a 10-day cruise. And I found it on the internet, Holland America, a very prestigious middle of the line, or a little bit upper from the middle of the line as far as cruise ship ratings are concerned, very prestigious line. And for the two of us, the price is $2,300 for 10 days. Break that down to about a $1,000-something change, and we get a $100 shipboard credit on top of it. So, you know, if you want to get away for $110 a day, if you were to buy a hotel room and have your meals three times a day and seeking entertainment, how could you do that at $110 a day here in the United States?
No, exactly. And the thing is, the only thing I think that comes anywhere close to that is some of these all-inclusive resorts, because your beverages and your food and activities are included, except for your day trips, you know.
Right.
So it's off onto the river cruise, then the cruise on out of San Diego. So you're going to be a busy guy here for a while, Pierre.
You know, you do travel radio on WTMY in Sarasota, where America's Dining and Travel Guide is heard every Sunday, and I'm so pleased to be on your show. It's called what, Roy?
The show is called Talking Travel, and while you're on that, let's just touch on it a little bit. We decided that WTMY, the general manager, came up with an interesting concept, and that was nobody's really doing travel radio live from a local station. And, of course, this is WTMY 1280 in Sarasota. So we just put together what was available to us, and of course your show will come on. You'll lead off from 3 to 5 with America's Dining and Travel Guide,
right.
And then you'll pass it over to me. I'll do an hour of talking travel, and then we'll pass it over to Stephanie Abrams, who will do 3 hours of her shtick. But it'll all be a good mix of guests and destinations, and I think it's going to be quite interesting. I think we're going to build up a very strong audience.
You know what we should do is invite our audience there on WA, you know, in your area of Sarasota, to contact us and send emails to Roy Lowy. Give your email address.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because in one of the previous. One of the previous segments, I did say that, and you can send your email questions or suggestions to roy@ttrn.com, and if I don't just answer them via email, we might just answer them live on the air. And of course, you can do the same to Pierre. Pierre, what's your email address?
My email is Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, @ PIERRE WOLFE.com. So it's Pierre @ PierreWolf.com.
And of course, your email, your website is PierreWolf.com.
Right.
With an E.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from people that have traveled, and maybe somebody wants to be a guest on TTRN, right?
That's exactly right. Pierre, I thank you for taking the time. You've just done a long show, and to come straight on to join us was certainly an honor, and I hope to be talking to you soon.
And I want to tell you, you will be a frequent guest on both America's Dining and Travel Guide, Roy Lowy, and also on Next Trip Radio. Keep up the good work, will you?
My guest today has been Pierre Wolf, the popular host of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Pierre can also be heard daily from 11 till noon Eastern Time on Next Trip Radio by going to nexttripradio.com, and, of course, right here every Sunday from 3 p.m. till noon on WTMY's Sunday Travel Radio. My name is Roy Lowy. You are listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280, broadcasting from Florida's Sun Coast and worldwide on ttrn.com.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called vacation ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-465-1712. 1-800-465-1712. Toll free, 1-800-465-1712.
Please listen carefully. The next 55 seconds could help change your life. If you're looking to start your own business or an efficient way to supplement your current income, the opportunity exists now to join one of the most successful internet-based marketing systems. And better yet, you can do this right from your home. That's right. The economic advantage of no expense and time wasted commuting to and from work. You'll get the training and the support you need through online seminars and conference calls to help make your business a success. Powerful internet and computer-based technology systems assist you in the sales process. And importantly, you'll have a great product to sell. To learn more and to fill out an application, go to www.sarasotacashcow.com. That's www.sarasotacashcow.com. Do you want more independent and control of your life? Don't wait any longer. Start now. It's as simple as going to SarasotaCashCow.com and filling out an application now.
Well, we're back, and this is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. I'm over at the Hilton on Longboat Key, and I'm sitting with Karen Neff, who is the Associate Director of Sales. We're going to have a little chat about the property. We're sitting here looking at a beautiful, beautiful sky, beautiful beach. Karen, why don't you take it for a bit? Tell us a little bit about the Hilton.
Thanks, Roy. We are on Longboat Key, which is located on a barrier island off the coast of Sarasota and Bradenton. We can be accessed from both the north end and the south ends of the island, so either from the Sarasota area or the Bradenton area. We are the second smallest full-service Hilton in the world, so we offer all the Hilton standards and amenities that you would find in any one of the Hilton properties in a small boutique setting.
How many rooms do you have on the property?
Only 104 rooms. All of them have either one king or two queen beds. They all have private balconies or patios. They all have a mini fridge. We have suites as well as rooms that look straight out onto the Gulf with, again, balconies or patios.
Now, what about meeting facilities? Do you have meeting rooms or... Obviously, you do weddings and you do all those sorts of things. Give us a little bit of information about that, if you will.
We have 3,000 square feet of meeting space. One room is the Antigua room. We do quite a bit of weddings in that room. It can accommodate up to 100 people with a dance floor. It's located on the second floor with floor-to-ceiling windows, a wraparound balcony, and views of the Gulf. So it's very popular because it does offer those beautiful sunset views. We do quite a few ceremonies right here on the beach, and all of that information is on our website, which also includes our wedding package information. Our website is www.hilton.com or longboatkey.hilton.com.
Is there an 800 number?
There is. Our 800 reservations line is 800-445-8667. That's 800-445-8667.
Listen, we just had a marvelous lunch, actually, in the Latitudes restaurant, and we did an interview earlier with Matt Lewis, who is their executive chef, which we will play for you at another time. He made up a very special dish for us. But tell us a little bit about the restaurant. Tell us a little bit about what kind of food you feature.
Well, Latitudes Beach Cafe is both indoors and out. Most ideally, it does have a deck that sits out overlooking the Gulf, indoor and outdoor bars as well. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lunch is a little bit more casual, caters to families and people of all ages, with your Floridian cuisine being, a combination of the local Florida fare as well as some influences from the Caribbean, and everything from fresh fish to hamburgers and things that would accommodate families. Dinner gets a little bit more formal, full steaks, full seafood. The chef is often doing a local seafood special of the day, and we have a full wine list, full bar, obviously, as well.
What about activities?
Well, we offer right here at the hotel, there's bicycle rentals here at the hotel, as well as jet ski, Hobie Cats, and kayak rentals, which leave right from the beach, weather permitting. The island has 12 miles worth of walking, jogging, biking, paved paths, so it makes for nice activities to do in that area. We also offer a complimentary shuttle service to and from St. Armand's Circle, which has 112 upscale shops, boutiques, restaurants, and spas.
Well, and that's a big advantage, because if you don't rent a car, you come here, you know, how do you get around? Because this is quite remote, actually. You're on the beach, which is what people come here for, is to get away from it all. And tell us a little bit more. We have in Sarasota, because I'm a Sarasotan as well, so, but we have theater here. The city is very cosmopolitan. So not only do you have the beach, not only do you have all of these wonderful facilities, but there's lots to do here.
Yep. The city of Sarasota has a symphony and opera. They do an international film festival every year. They have a performing arts center who gets everybody from Tina Turner to musicians and family fun activities, things like that. There's a wonderful food and wine festival that happens every April. So the city of Sarasota is really keeping quite busy year-round.
Yeah, it's really changed over the years. I can remember that when people would think that it was just a retirement area, but it's really become quite cosmopolitan. And not only that, aside from here, there's some lovely restaurants here on Longboat Key.
We are blessed with some really great restaurants who do take advantage of all the wonderful produce and seafood and fresh ingredients that we have here in Florida. Some of our favorites are Euphemia Hay and Harry's Continental Kitchen, which a lot of the locals forget and don't get out this way. But, by all means, you should. We offer wonderful specials in the summertime for Florida residents. So if people wanted just a one-night or two-night getaway to, you know, get out to the island, enjoy the beaches, do some dining where they don't feel like they're as far away, from home, but it's a great little escape. And again, great specials to be had in the off season to take advantage of that.
And what's interesting is that they call us a key. And I was thinking about this on the drive over here this morning, is that what's the difference between a key and an island? Well, I mean, I don't know if there's much difference. And in fact, at some point I'll do a little research on it. But the way I envision it is that all the way from probably the panhandle, all along the west coast of Florida, there are these keys or small islands, and that parallel the coastline. Some of them are attached by bridges to one another, others aren't. Like this one, for example, you have to go into Sarasota if you want to get over to Longboat Key, but there is a bridge attaching it to that. And yet when you go down farther, like to Fort Myers or to Sanibel, Sanibel is out into the Gulf, so maybe they consider that more of an island, except that they also call this whole strip Anna Maria Island. So yet it's broken down from here, because the interesting part of Longboat Key is that part of it's in Sarasota and part of it's in Manatee County. So when you go on, you get into Bradenton Beach and go on to Holmes Beach and on through that. But it's just a strip. I don't know how. I've never really walked this whole beach, but I mean, you could walk all the way down to Bradenton. I mean, I don't know how it would be. 10 miles, would you think?
The island's 12 miles long, by probably at the widest a mile wide.
Oh yeah, okay. I was thinking about that as well, because the other interesting part of this is that we're looking out onto the beautiful Gulf, mm-hmm. and yet you walk across the street and you're in the bay, you're in Sarasota Bay, and so you kind of had the best of both worlds. Well, Karen, let's just tell the listeners one more time of what the contact numbers are. Is it best for them to go to the website? Of course, they can go to their travel agent and book it through their local travel agent, or they can go online, or to the 800 number. Would you like to read that again?
Absolutely. Our website is longboatkey.hilton.com. It can also be reached directly from the Hilton website. Our 800 number for reservations is 800-445-8667. Our reservation system through Hilton.com, we guarantee the best rate available anytime. So you really won't be finding better deals out there unless you do find some great, great travel agent who can help you out with that.
Yeah, that's also an interesting point, because everybody argues these days about, listen, if I go to, you know, some of these other online booking agents, and what we always advise them, listen, you go to the online booking agents, that's fine, do that, check the rates, and then go back to the hotel and also check their rates, because sometimes you know, there are last minute changes. Would you say if you find that your bookings are light at some point, that the rates are drop or not?
Well, Hilton does guarantee the best rate available out there.
At that time. For that particular accommodation.
Exactly. And the other thing you'll find is booking through the hotel directly, you won't come into as stiff cancellation penalties, as well as if for some reason you do need to cancel, your money will be refunded.
Right, you know where it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's sometimes a little bit safer in that regards.
I agree. I that's the way I always do it. Well, I'm here at the Hilton and Longboat Key, and my guest is Karen Neff, and she's the Associate Director of Sales. We thank you for listening. We'll be back in a moment.
Totally gone native. Totally playful. Totally never tried that before. Totally Club Med. Introducing the new Total All-Inclusive Club Med with unlimited drinks. All-day dining, world-class accommodations, 64 sports and activities, all gratuities and more for a totally great price. So you can totally forget your wallet. Call today for a totally unlimited, totally together, totally barefoot time. Book now and save on a 7-night total all-inclusive vacation to Club Med in the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Mexico. Call today. You'll totally
want to
do it again.
Oh, yeah. Do you suffer from chronic pain, severe arthritis, joint pain, or fibromyalgia? Living every day in pain can make you depressed, fatigued, and moody. You can even be losing sleep. Well, I can help you stop the pain today with a free sample of Pain Free. Pain Free is a revolutionary new safe and effective cream that uses the natural power of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. Simply rub Pain Free on the skin and your body will naturally melt away the pain fast. Get your free supply of Pain Free now and see if Pain Free is right for you. Only pay shipping and handling.
Just call Pain Free toll free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
Pain-Free is trusted by professional athletes for quick pain relief. So free yourself from depression, fatigue, and chronic pain for only the cost of shipping and handling.
Just call Pain-Free toll-free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. This is a limited-time offer. Call 1-800-210-0311 now.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio.
And with me right now is the Wonder Woman herself, Suzanne Wright.
Wonder Woman, all the world is waiting for you, and the power you
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Good. We're going to talk about Northern Ireland, which is always kind of fascinated me because I've never got up there. And as you mentioned in your article on Offbeat Travel, who is a very good friend of ours, and it's been like 25 years before things started settling down, and I guess what you went from Belfast to Derry was that why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, sort of a loop starting in the capital, and I think I'll frame the whole conversation that we'll have this morning by just saying that those of us who have been to the Republic of Ireland and have fallen in love with the Irish people and the Irish countryside and the incredible history and natural beauty, it's kind of turbocharged in Northern Ireland, if you will. So it's more the same and then some, and the benefit is, hey, there are fewer people there. Preachingly becoming a real hot travel destination.
Okay, yeah.
Because it has all those advantages, and yet it's still being discovered.
Right, it really hasn't caught on. People, and I don't think the promotion is there just yet.
Yeah, although I will say it's very, very easy. I live in Atlanta,
right.
As frequent listeners to your show might know, and so I flew from Atlanta to Dublin, overnighted in Dublin, and then just took a train up to Belfast, very easy, less than 2 hours.
Right.
Inexpensive and easy, and of course, a nice way to see the countryside on the way in.
Now, the population you're seeing is about 1.7 million, and 50% are Protestants and 40% are Catholic, and then the balance are ethnic. But it's kind of interesting. It's got a country, an area that would split in half. You would think they get along a little bit better.
Well, it's interesting. It's a country that has obviously, has suffered terribly because of the divisions within their borders. And for the past decade, there has been peace. There have been no bombings. There has been political activity, but it hasn't been of a violent nature. And lots and lots of the kinds of tours that an individual like myself can do include a black taxi cab tour, which is really an amazing way to go with a local and learn firsthand about these divisions and how they divided families.
Hmm.
Not unlike what we had in the old Yugoslavia, Serbians,
right,
and Croatians.
Right,
sort of
exactly.
And the divisions that existed and the remnants of the history are very prominent. The freedom fighters with the paintings on the public buildings, and they're incredible paintings. Although now what's really interesting is there tend to be just as many political visual statements about, for instance, the George Bush government in the United States as there are about quibbles that they may have within their own borders. So there's a little bit more of an outward look politicization, I guess, outside their borders. But it's very interesting, and the driver that I had, the cabbie that took me around, challenged me to guess what religion he belonged to at the end of the tour, and I guessed
That's
wrong.
Interesting.
So,
what did you guess?
Well, I guessed that he was Catholic, and as it turns out, he wasn't. And he said, but I have lots of Catholics in my family.
Yeah, well, I grew up in an Irish Catholic neighborhood, and it was kind of funny because we also had a public school there, and so when you were a kid, the kids used to say, "Are you a Catholic or are you a public?" But there was there was never any division. We were all buddies. As kids, I think that we didn't care much for religion anyway in those days. And it's the school that had the most sports. Probably was the most fun.
I think, Roy, that at this point, they're a decade removed from what was a very, very painful history that obviously has cost them not only in lives, but it affected their economic development.
Absolutely.
Their position within Europe in general, and all those sorts of things. So I think the point was, we're moving on. That polarization that many of us hold from seeing headlines in the news over those many years, those 25 years of violence, that's long gone. And what's been replaced is a really, really vibrant and very welcoming and bustling capital. You know, skyscrapers going up, new developments going up, infrastructure improvements, which, you know, is always the sign that a city or a country is on a big turnaround. A lot of investment dollars in the area. So Belfast is, of course, the gateway into Northern Ireland, and I stayed for just a day and a half, but it was a tremendous grounding to what I was going to, you know, be pushing through and seeing further north and further west.
Now, just getting to the tourism side of it, I found it interesting that the Titanic was built and launched in Belfast.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? It's something that has escaped me, and that I didn't realize as well. But the port in Belfast, you know, quote unquote, back in the day, was a major shipbuilding site for all of Europe, and now it's becoming a very sort of trendy mixed-use development area. Big investment plans to build condominiums, restaurants, retail, all that sort of stuff is underway. And so it's interesting. So again, it's another example of how Belfast as a city is kind of honoring its past, but really with an eye, you know, keenly on the horizon of the future.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fascinating, and I want to make it a point in the not too distant future to get on over there, and because I've spent lots of time doing the pub crawls and the rest of it in the southern part, but maybe I need to see some of the.
And it's time well spent, right?
Yeah, it is certainly, in my opinion. I don't know. There may be others that would disagree with that. Tell us a little bit more about you know, some of the outlying areas, because you've covered quite a bit of territory here.
Right. Well, the really, really great thing about Northern Ireland is it's compact. You know, I rented a car. I arrived in Belfast, as I said, by train. I toured for about a day and a half, overnighted, and then I picked up a rental car, and I spent about 5 days. Just 5 days. So I was moving at a pretty good clip, but, you know, so let's say within a week, you can really get around the country and see a variety of sites and have a variety of experiences and engage with a number of people. So what I set out on is the number one sort of attraction from a touristic standpoint within Northern Ireland, and it's called the Coastal Causeway, or Causeway Coastal Route, and it's 80
right.
miles.
This is one of the UNESCO World Heritage
yeah,
sites.
And
in fact,
I'll tell you more about that site, which is really among the top things I've ever seen in terms of natural phenomenon. But the road is, of course, if you've traveled in that part of the world, in England or Ireland or Scotland, the roads are beautiful. They're empty. I mean, I was there in the summer, and it was still, you know, reasonably unpopulated, with, you know, obviously less than 2 million people. I mean, most of us live in cities with more people than that here in the U.S.
Right.
So, you know, and of course, you know, just gorgeous, easy driving, and stopping along the way, there are just excellent signposts that you can. You know, if you didn't have a map or if you didn't have a guidebook, you would not be at a loss, because the roads are in perfect condition. They're extremely well signposted with all the attractions, from castles to scenic outlooks to small burgs that you might want to visit, and pubs of the note. You know, historic pubs are signposted as well, so it's incredibly easy to kind of just, you know, relax and let the scenery unfold in front of you, and just know, okay, well, tonight I've got to get, you know, 120 kilometers up the road to overnight in, you know, whatever inn. And I did have places organized in advance, but wouldn't have been hard to do it as a sort of spontaneous pickup thing.
Now, you obviously got over to the old Bushmills Distillery, I would think.
Well, before we talk about that, we should definitely talk about the Giant's Coffee.
The Giant, yes.
Attraction that you mentioned is the UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is the most visited site in Northern Ireland. It's a fantastic geological site. And if you go on to www.offbeattravel.com and pull up the article that I've written, you'll see at least one picture of it. And what you'll see is people stepping on stones that are shaped in a hexagonal form. What they are is they're basalt columns that were formed by volcanic activity. And there's a really charming tale that I tell in my story about how and why, a kind of a folk tale of how and why those were formed, but obviously there's also a scientific reason that that's there. And it was a beautiful sunny day when I was there, and in fact it was what they call a bank holiday. So there were lots and lots of people enjoying the warm weather, and it's got this commanding view over the ocean, and it was just really an incredible sight. And there's a lot to see right in that area. There's a rope bridge that you can cross, which is where fishermen were catching salmon back in the days. And then you get on up to Bushmills, which is where I overnighted, and it's really a
am I surprised?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know me well, Roy. I do like my nips here and there.
Yes. one has to have a little nip every now and then.
And the good news is, once you abandon the car in the parking lot, you know, you can kind of go at it. So Bushmills Inn is in the town of Bushmills, and it's also very well known for the old Bushmills Distillery, which is a must see.
Which makes a great Irish whiskey.
The distillery in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that was that's a must-see site and you know, a must-see souvenir for your suitcase, for your checked baggage. So that was great. And then onward I pushed around the sort of the northern arc of the country, which is, you know, right up at the tippy top overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. And it is no overstatement to say that the scenery is breathtaking. And there are ruins of old castles, medieval castles that you'll see before you sort of drop back into the interior of the land.
Now, you went to the...
You go to Londonderry, which which is an interesting kind of bookend to Belfast.
Right.
Londonderry is now the only completely walled city in Ireland and one of the best preserved walled cities in all of Europe, in fact. And was also a site of the troubles, you know, between the Catholics and Protestants over, you know, a number of decades ago, from the 60s to the 80s, 90s. So it's a very interesting opportunity to tour around in that city, and they have an excellent museum, which will give you a really dynamic sense of what was going on during the troubles, as they were called.
Now, what about some of the castles in that area versus the ones in the south? Of course, you know, there's the Dunluce Castle.
Oh, you know, and I have to say, castles were not a big point of my exploration when I was in the Republic of Ireland. I feel like I've seen lots of castles in my life.
Right, exactly.
So, although there are magnificent castles there, I can't really compare them. But what I will say about in particular, Dunluce Castle, which is in Northern Ireland and on that that coastal route. So instead of being a complete castle that you would tour, such as in Ireland or in Scotland or in England or Wales, it's interesting and dramatic and atmospheric because it is in ruins. And there's something, at least in this writer's opinion, that's incredibly romantic and incredibly evocative about going to a castle that's perched precipitously over the water and sort of hearing the guide tell you the story of why it's, you know, kind of just a few standing stones or why there are just a few walls. So
right.
I really like the romance of it, I guess you could say.
You're an incurable romantic. And on that note, Suzanne, we've got to go, and let's do this more often, because you've been doing a lot of traveling since we last spoke. So we'd like to chat with you a little more often.
Well, that sounds great. So I'm off to San Francisco tomorrow, so I'll say hello. Leave both of our hearts in San Francisco.
Okay. Thanks, Suzanne.
All right. Take care, Roy. Bye.
We'll be back in a moment.
This is MoneyJingle.com calling all small businesses. Did you know that businesses that advertise aggressively throughout a recession will grow on average 3 times faster than those that don't? But how can you afford it? The answer, MoneyJingle.com, Sarasota's leading business directory. We'll drive more customers to your business than you can imagine for less than $1.50 per day. MoneyJingle.com. Call 544-0036. That's 544-0036.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
Good time. Think of the good time. Leave your cares behind. Think of the good time.
You're listening to Talking Travel, and this is Roy Lowy. My next guest is an old friend, in fact, Bill Wolf, who is the president of Europe by Air. And Flight Pass, which has been around for a long, long time. And we're going to chat about that. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Roy. Nice to talk to you.
And you. Listen, you know what I thought we'd do, Bill? You have such an interesting history. Before we get into Flight Pass, let's go into your background a little. Now, you were in the airline business. Give us some idea of Bill Wolf.
Well, I've always kind of been fascinated by two things, internationalism and airplanes and airlines. So when I first got out of college, I went to American Express, got a job internationally, and I was working with them. I spent 7 years in England. I spent 2 years in Philippines, 5 years in Germany. And I was basically always working in the travel side of the business and then coordinating things among airlines that we were dealing with. So it kind of came natural. I came back to the States and met some fellows who just started a small airline here in California. I joined them, and that was called Air LA. I was there for 15 years, and we did flights first initially out to the Grand Canyon in Las Vegas from LA, and that was based on the international business as well. A lot of people, you know, come to L.A. from other countries, and then one of the great attractions for them is to go see the Grand Canyon. And beyond that, then we start expanding into other routes, and we flew up and down California. We flew out into the desert, and we ended up flying as Aeromexico, what they call co-chair partner, where we provided smaller aircraft to fit into their route network, which went down from California and Arizona into Mexico and make connections to their flight.
Did you fly into Baja?
Oh yeah, we flew Baja and we flew Tijuana, Mexicali, San Felipe.
You didn't go into Mulegé, Laredo though, did you? I don't think.
No, we didn't do that one.
That was my old Air Cortez days. You know?
Oh, I remember those. I remember Air Cortez too. We built it as business for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's get to Europe by Air and Flight Pass. Now, Flight Pass has been around for some time, and give our listeners some idea of how that works.
Well, again, kind of going back to our backgrounds, since I did a lot of international contacts and a lot of airline contacts, a fellow that I'd known and worked with at Air LA had gone to Europe and had started Virgin Express Airlines with Richard Branson's group, and they were flying out of Brussels. Air LA closed in 1995, so I called this fellow and I said, you know, I think there's always been a concept here that hasn't been taken advantage of. For decades, Americans have been going to Europe, and they bought a rail pass to get around Europe. And you could go on a variety of railroads.
Which was a great concept.
So all I did was say, you know, it's time for the airlines to have something like that. They liked the idea. I got on a plane, and 24 hours later, I was in Brussels, sat down to talk about it, and came back to the States 3 months later. And basically so, Europe by Air is a group of airlines. I traveled around Europe. I met with the independent air carriers who were scattered throughout Europe everywhere, from up in the UK up to Estonia, down to the south in Greece, over to Portugal and Spain and Italy. And I found the independent air carriers, and I said, individually, people in the United States don't know how to find your airline. They wouldn't know how to book it. Why don't we just kind of combine it? We'll call it Europe by Air. So the concept is on our website, you can go and you can look at a map, and it shows all the different airlines' routes, and they're combined into one. So you, from one place, Europe by Air website, you can book on any of these carriers, and the routes and the fares and the conditions have all been standardized.
Absolutely brilliant, just brilliant. So, in other words, we go to your website, which is europebyair.com, and then one can then go to an interactive map, which I find absolutely fascinating, put the cursor over the destination, and then we'll show you what's available from that destination to other points within Europe. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. And frankly, we've now expanded beyond Europe. We have flights all the way over to Cairo, and next summer we will have flights from Europe over to Israel.
Now, is it too premature to let our listeners in on a little secret of that you've shared with me, that there may even be another expansion?
Oh yes, yeah. The concept works. It's very simple, and yes, we are looking at expanding it for other areas as well. I wouldn't drive people to the website today, but in a week or two or a month for sure, yes, we'll be able to have a lot of options beyond Europe.
All right, so if I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak, there may be something going on whereby one can find out not only where you can go within Europe on Flight Pass, but maybe how you can get to that destination from North America. Is that where you're headed?
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, that's another aspect of this one. Is just, it'll be up by this weekend, probably even by Friday it should be available. And what it is, it's going to have another type of map on our website, and that will show all the combinations of flights between the U.S. Europe. And what we found when we designed the map is that a lot of people, when you go to the big search engine, they'll just type in their city or their the nearest major city, and then they'll type in, say, London, and then they'll let the search engine go out and look for all the different flight possibilities. However, they don't really know what we call them search engines, is going to provide. Is it going to provide a connection or a flight over New York or Miami or Chicago? So if you're sitting in the middle of America somewhere and you've got options of where you could depart from, the reason we designed this map will allow you to visually see what flights operate from what cities to what cities in Europe, so you can be more selective.
So if I can recap that a little bit. So in other words, the flight pass will be basically the same. One can look in at those destinations, but what will happen is that if, for example, I wanted to go to Rome, I can then put my cursor over Rome, and it will tell me where I can get the most direct air service from my hometown, let's say. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right. And
we have an engine where they call them an engine. I don't particularly like that term.
Yeah, they call them booking engines, don't they? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But we all use a similar product. And so then what you could do is you go in there and you type in the city that you'd like to see the fares from and to, and then you can add the flight pass for flights within Europe. And the good thing again about the flight pass is that there's so many different carriers, and we go and we search them all for you, and then we have these standardized rates and conditions. And one of the things that people really love about the flight pass within Europe is it's no change fees.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a big item. Now, you're telling me that if I fly from Brussels to London and I change my times or flight, that I don't have to pay a change fee at all.
That's correct. That's one of the great things about the flight pass. You do have to call to make the reservation.
Well, I would think, yeah.
Or cancel anything you're currently holding, and it has to still be available, of course. But yeah, that's right. No change fees.
Well, that's exciting. Now I'm on your website at the moment, and I also see a list of what you call your favorite destinations, or the destinations that people find as their favorites, and it shows the different points that they can book at the $99 fare. And I also just went to the booking engine, and I noticed when I typed in some of these destinations, what came up was flight pass first, and if there wasn't, and it also gave some options of other airlines that were also available.
That's correct. Now, we always try to give people the choice. You know, we don't make it for them. We don't bias it towards what we want to sell. We say, here are your options. Now you decide what you want. And, you know, one thing I should mention, because one of our most popular routes is London to Paris. And so some years ago, when I was traveling around Europe and living there, I was working there, I noticed that if you really get between London and Paris, the best way is take that train called Eurostar. And I started using it for myself. Then I met the Eurostar people. This is, of course, the tunnel. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes from London St. Pancras Station, which is right in the center of London, to Gare-Nord, which is in the center of Paris. We sell a lot of that, and that's also $99. And again, no change for fees. It's one of our most popular routes.
That's great. Bill, that's absolutely super. Two things, if you will, before we go. Give us the website again, is there also a toll-free number?
Yes, there is. The website is www.Europe, E-U-R-O-P-E, of course, BY, AIR.com. And the telephone number is something related to the airline industry, 888-321-4.
Well, that was Bill Wolf, president of Europe by Air Travel Pass, a brilliant concept for a community of savvy travelers. Check it out online at europebyair.com. And for all you other savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in on Sundays from 3 p.m. till 9 for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. From 3 to 5, Pierre Wolf will host America's Travel and Dining Guide. Then from 5 to 6, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel. Then 6 to 9, Travel with Stephanie Abrams. We'll offer you a 6-hour mix of everything that relates to travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here from 3 to 9 on Sundays, and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy. And I'm your travel guy.